Good morning, America. We are currently broadcasting live from the Battle of the Bulge. Today, December 16th, with the onset of winter, the German army has launched a counteroffensive that is intended to cut through the Allied forces. Ladies and gentlemen, this is turning the tide of the war in Hitler's favor. What will our armed forces do? The courage and fortitude of the American soldiers being tested against great adversity. We will be put to the test in the battle, folks. How will this play out?
Ladies and gentlemen, our American soldiers, even our allies, need support if we want to win this battle. Fresh off the press, our newest propaganda poster reads, "Pass the ammunition produced for our Navy, victory begins at home. America, we need your support. Cut down the rations, work extra shifts, or even dig for gold. We need every dime you are willing to give. With your help, we can supply our armies with the ammunition we need to take the Nazi army down. Yes, some of you are not physically fighting this deadly battle, but that does not mean you cannot help in taking our enemies down. Help us win this victory, folks. Be the American hero you were born to be."
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have just received a full story on what has been happening in this Battle of the Bulge fight to the death. Early this morning, more than 200,000 German troops and nearly 1,000 tanks launched from the devil himself, Adolf Hitler, in hopes to reverse his fortunes that had begun once the Allied troops landed in France on D-Day. Hitler's troops are seeking to drive to the coast of the West Channel and split the Allied armies. And oh dear, the Nazis have just struck in the Ardennes Forest. For those of you who do not know, that is a 75-mile stretch of the front, being held by four inexperienced and battle-worn American soldiers stationed there for rest and recovering. Oh dear, the Germans broke through the American front, folks. This is not sounding good. This has given the ability to surround an infantry division, seize key crossroads, and this also helps spread their journey toward the Meuse River. Now that right there, folks, is why this battle has been named Battle of the Bulge.
But don't give up, folks. Just in the Supreme Allied Commander, General Dwight D. Eisenhower, has just rushed troops to hold the shoulders of the German penetration. This is going to help in our act to counteract against the German flank. Folks, if you're listening, our American troops are going to come out with a victory in this battle. If our troops continue to slow the Nazi advance, whether by delaying armored spearheads and keeping burning gasoline stocks to keep them from the fuel-hungry German tanks, America will be victorious.
Now, we have a special guest ready to be interviewed with us today, Mr. Richard Zicardi.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Mr. Zicardi is fresh off the battlefield, folks. Why don't you tell us what that was like?
I'm not going to lie to you, Miss Ratchford. It is a bloodbath. But I had this friend of mine, Brandon. Brandon Horn, who never left my side in the darkest hours. He told me he was from Arkansas. He had a wife and a young boy. Who was I to question any of it? Let me tell you, as the massacre began, Brandon was unrecognizable. He ran out of our tent, firing his gun at who I thought were his own men. He began screaming in German. That's right, Brandon Horn was a German soldier disguised as an American, so Hitler could have his men on the inside.
Richard, that must have been devastating.
I realize now that he and his fellow German spies are the one responsible for cutting communication lines that mysteriously became faulty. They also helped in capturing critical bridges under American control.
I am so sorry to hear about this devastating experience you just went through, Richard. Thank you for making us all aware of what these German monsters are capable of. You've heard it live, folks. The Germans are vulgar. They need to be brought down. I have received a tip that the Americans are heading toward victory in this battle. Keep it up, America. This is the greatest American battle of the war, or maybe even American victory ever.
Catch you next time, folks. We'll be reporting again soon on a possible Operation Nordwind. Fight on, America. God bless your souls.